Welcome to the Fear and Doubt Detox Audio Summit. I'm Simona McNeil, a freedom from fear and visibility coach who helps women outsmart fear, doubt, and shame so they can go from dreamer to doer, one small action at a time. I'll be your host over the next 4 days, and I'm so excited to share these 20 plus interviews with you. Throughout these interviews, you'll be introduced to some amazing women of God. These are real women sharing their very real stories and experiences with fear, doubt, and shame, and how they overcame them. Together, we want to help you detox your thoughts, debunk the lies, and transform your life. Freedom is yours for the taking. While this event was created by Christian women for Christian women, this is a judgment-free zone where everyone is welcome. Think of these sessions as less of a finger-wagging soliloquy and more of a conversation between friends that we're inviting you to join in on. I'm so excited to hear about the growth, ahas, and transformation that come from this week's summit. Listen in. Welcome back to the Fear and Doubt Detox Audio Summit. I am so excited to be here speaking with my sister in Christ, Rachel Nelson. Rachel is a soon-to-be mom. She is an entrepreneur and an amazing woman of God. I'm so excited to hear from her. I'm so excited for you to hear from her. And before I get too carried away, I'm going to turn things over to Rachel so she can tell you a little bit more about herself.
Hello, everyone. I am so excited to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation. I always feel like that's a loaded question when people are like, introduce yourself. What's new? As Samoa was saying, I am newly married this year and a soon-to-be mama. I am due in the end of January. So right now it's going into October. And I know that when everyone hears this, it'll be the beginning of October. So going into the last bit of that and very excited for the new season. And as also mentioned, I am an entrepreneur. I run my own high ticket affiliate marketing business where I sell water ionizers. And I love being able to share something of such value in health and overall wellness because it has been a huge game changer for my overall health. And I'm sure that we'll go into a little bit more detail about that later. And then I also have a huge passion for sharing my faith, and I have a podcast that's called This Is Me Attitude Podcast, where I talk all about my faith in God, and I bring other guest speakers on to do the same. And God has really shown up in this season with the podcast because it is becoming more and more popular, and I'm bringing more and more guests on. So it's been exciting to see how that is turned out to be. And I would love to connect with whoever is hearing us talk today. And if there's anything that either one of us mentioned or you have more questions, I know that we'll be sharing contact info at the end. So I'm excited to dive in today.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I typically like to start these conversations off by asking you more about your session topic. So just to remind the listeners, today we're talking about seeing fear fade away by God's grace. How did you come up with that topic?
That is something that I've been working through in really the past year and a half with my walk with the Lord. I started out really, even to back things up even more, when I was growing up, I've always considered myself a Christian, but didn't have a full relationship with the Lord. And in this past year and a half to 2 years now, he's really shown me the difference of what that means of having a relationship with him compared to just knowing that he exists. And that's something that I like to make everyone aware of as much as possible. And then the aspect of fear has really come in to realize that it wasn't God giving me the fear by any means. And it wasn't me as a person just having these fearful thoughts, that a lot of it was actually spiritual, and the fact that it was coming from lies from the enemy. And I didn't realize that for a very long time. And I just want to be someone to be in the corner with someone else of saying, no, like, this isn't normal for you to feel this much fear. This is something that we can pray about. This is something that we can bring to God, and to be able to share a light in the fact that you don't have to believe the lies of the enemy. And the enemy has been around since the beginning of time. He knows what he's doing. And it's honestly scary to see how others can take those lies for truth. I was one of them for a very long time. And now, being rooted in the word of God and knowing that I am his child and I am a child of God, like I mentioned, it makes a huge difference in having those core beliefs and actually believing them compared to just reading it off of your Bible and understanding it like in your mind, but now having it in your heart like I do is a huge difference, and I want to be able to share that with as many people as possible.
I absolutely love that. I'm so excited for you to share your testimony, and I love your passion, Rachel. Like from the first moment that we met, I love the fact that you don't hide your faith. The Bible tells us not to put it under a bushel, and you just live that out loud. And that's one of the things I love about you.
Thank you so much. It has definitely not always been that way. I will definitely give credit to where it's deserved, which is God, of pushing me out of the nest, so to speak, of being like, okay, you're a believer now, go tell people. Because when a little bit of a background, even before we jump into more, when I first started my podcast, that is now literally revolved all around faith, I had no intention of talking about my faith in the podcast. I actually was starting at the same time I was starting my business and wanted to just be a resource for people to grow either in business or just in life events through my experiences. And God really flipped the script on me. It was like, hey, you're growing, you're reading your Bible more, you're understanding, now you're going to go tell people about it. And I was terrified. At that point, I didn't have anything on social media talking about my faith or anything like that. Like, I was going to church and doing like the quote unquote regular Christian things, but wasn't being very vocal about it. And then through this process, like I mentioned before, of the mindset, I've really realized that we as Christians can't be quiet. God tells us not to be lukewarm Christians in scripture. And that is something that is very near and dear to my heart now. So
I love that. Why is it so important for us as believers to talk about fear with other believers?
yeah, that's a great question. And at least in my opinion, and what I've gotten out of scripture and being in a walk with the Lord, is for people not to feel like they're alone. That is the number one tactic that I think the enemy uses in trying to get you away from community, trying to get you away from other believers, and thinking, oh, you're the only person with this issue. You're the only one walking through this exact moment in life. I hate to break it to you, but most people usually have a similar walk of life of other humans, of the thousands of humans that have been on the earth since God created it. And there's, I'm sure, at least one person out there that has at least understood a little bit or walked through something similar. And just to show others that your faith is your number one thing. And even if you have fear and you're not sure even where it's coming from, or that it's become bigger and bigger, I really want to encourage you to just talk to the Lord in prayer. That has been the number one thing that has helped me. Kind of a misperception of prayer and talking with the Lord is that you have to be quote unquote perfect when you go to God and say, oh, I have to say the Lord's Prayer verse verse because that's exactly what you want to hear, Lord. And that's not always the case. He knows our emotions. He created us with all of our emotions. It's okay if you go to him upset and be like, I don't understand this, God. Like, what? Why am I going through season? Like, why are these difficult things happening? Or if you are crying and upset, go to him crying and upset. He would much rather have you come with all of the different emotions than to be alone and feel like you're alone for a long time, because you really aren't alone, even if it feels like in that moment you are.
I think it's so important that you talk about isolation, because I agree with you. I think that's one of the enemy's biggest tactics. And that's why it's so important that we just have a community of friends, a community of sisters who get it, who are going on the same walk. It might not be identical, we know that, but who are striving to become better. Because I think it's essential and important that we work together to be as iron that sharpens iron. If you stay to yourself, I think it's very easy for you to fall prey to the lies and just believe them. Or at least that was my experience.
Yeah, and I can very much relate to that. And just being in community is a huge difference, even if you in the moment don't think, oh, me talking to this friend or me going to this church service is really going to make a difference, when who knows, that particular church service might be the exact words that you need to hear in this season of life. A breakup, or if you're going through losing a loved one, or if you are going through having a hard time forgiving someone. Like, there's so many different hard seasons in life that we need others to lean on, and that we don't always have it all together as humans in general. And then as Christ followers, that's not God's not expecting us to always have our stuff together. Like, he understands that it's not always easy and that we live in a fallen world. And that's why he's always with us to protect us and to remind us that we can keep going even in the hard times and even in stepping out in your faith. Like, that's especially the world we live in today. It's not always easy. Not everybody's going to agree with the Christian woman or the person that's, no, this is what the Bible says and this is what I live by. And that in itself, I just want to empower anybody that's listening. And I'm sure that it'll be mostly women listening, as that's, I think, the common community. But in that as well, for the women of faith, yes, we as believers need to be strong and we need to keep going. And I just want to encourage you to do that as well as you step forward in whatever adventures God has for you right now.
Yeah, that's so important. Where have you seen God work the most in your life?
Yeah, this is honestly, I feel like could go on and on for all of the things that I've seen him do in my life. But the biggest ones that I've seen is roughly at that about a year and a half mark, like I mentioned, of when I've really been growing my faith. At that point, I was actually let go from a job for the first time ever in my life. And I didn't understand why I was going through that season and why this job gave me a false accusation and just going through that particular experience. And then now looking back, I see that God had a bigger purpose for it and that it actually brought me down to where I was just focusing on him. And he really stripped a lot of other things away from my life. And it really gave me the time to be in the word more, to actually fully understand what he was saying or is saying in the word, and to have a closer relationship with him. The biggest part of that season that I've been able to look back on and say, wow, God, like, you've really changed a lot for me, is me knowing exactly where my identity is. For the longest time, I always looked at the bank account and my identity as one together, as if I wasn't earning or wasn't working hard enough, like I wasn't worthy enough or I wasn't going to be as good of a person, when really God tells us our identity is in him and it doesn't matter what other things are happening in the earth around us in comparison to our identity. I'm saying, yes, we as humans living on this earth, obviously we need to make an income to be able to support our families and all of the things there, but that in itself of just knowing that you still have your identity doesn't waver regardless if you have a bad day at work or if something big like that happens. Like I mentioned before, the other big part that I've seen God work a lot in is my podcast. I wasn't planning on talking about my faith. And when I decided to actually be obedient and listen to the Lord and doing that, I saw a huge growth, not only in my faith, but people around me, because they were starting to listening to my podcast episodes. They were starting to see my growth and they're like, oh, wow, you're changing. What? Why are you changing? And I explained, I was like, this is everything that it says in the Bible. Like, I'm actually seeing this in my life now, and being able to have that experience and from a first point of view, I think that's the best way of saying that, to be able to share with somebody else is a huge difference than just saying, oh yeah, that person over there did that. And it's not as relatable when you're going through it yourself. And the other part with the podcast that I've seen is bringing guest speakers in and being able to hear their testimonies. I get so fired up when I hear other people talk about how God has done different things in their life. And I either get really like excited and fired up about it, or I can almost come to tears because it's just so, so cool to see how he has moved in so many different areas. And he is continuing to, as he is alive and well, as all believers know. And then the last point I wanted to make with that question is the other part that I've seen him work the most is with my husband and I and our relationship. Yes, we just got married this year in March, so that part of the relationship has been somewhat new. But in our dating relationship, I saw God work in bringing my now husband to the Lord, as when we first started dating, he wasn't a believer and wasn't really sure about the whole God thing at all. And then I actually had a vision that God gave me of how he was going to come to the Lord. And it got to the point where in the vision, I'll explain that a little bit more so it makes more sense. But in the vision that I had about my then boyfriend, now husband, is that we would go to the church that we were going to at that point, and at the end that he would say the prayer at the end to accept the Lord. And he hadn't done that yet, and I got to the point where I was really excited, and I was like, okay, we need to go to church like every single week because this is gonna happen. And I tend to get very excited about things and like almost too much to where he was like, okay, if it's gonna happen, it'll happen, but you can't push me into going for it. So I was like, okay, that's understandable. I'll take a step back. And about a month after we had that conversation, I saw that full vision come to fruition. And just being able to see that in someone else that I really care about and their life happen and come to the Lord. Honestly, I can almost get teary-eyed talking about it now. But yeah, so those are the biggest parts that I've seen God work the most.
That's just the best feeling. I'm so excited for you. I'm so happy about his salvation. That's huge.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and ever since his salvation, I've seen him grow a lot with the Lord. And now, with both of us becoming parents, like we're very aware of the covenant that we have with God and how being parents is very important, and growing our children with knowing Christ is all things that we've definitely been thinking about. And I know that it's just the start of that as well.
How do you stay sane and sound biblically, right, in a fallen world?
Oh, wow, that is a very good question. I am in my Bible, if not every single morning, most mornings of the week. And that is the number one thing that helps me. And prayer, like I mentioned before, is a huge thing. I am honestly, I use YouVersion, which is a very popular app that I'm sure a lot of other Bible readers have heard of that has multiple different plans of Bible plans on it. And I'm currently going through my second time of reading the Bible all the way through, and that has been really helpful just to stay on track. I am very much a type A person, and I like having trackers. I like having Google Sheets and all the things there. So having that to be able to check off every day is very useful. And the other big aspect of trying to stay as sane as possible in this crazy but amazing world is prayer. And actually putting meaning behind each prayer that I send to God, because I noticed when I first started reading the Bible and really growing my relationship with the Lord that my prayer life wasn't very extraneous by any means. It was oh, we need to pray before dinner and say, thank you, Lord, for this food, or just very simple ones. And I'm not saying that those are bad prayers by any means, but then I felt very convicted to share more insightful prayers of what was going on in my day to day, or what I was expecting or thinking was going to happen, or different struggles that I've gone through. And just being that more open and honest with the Lord, I've seen a big transition in my relationship with Him, and I just feel more comfortable in talking about my faith overall with other people as well.
I'm so excited about that. Now, I know you outside of this interview. We've had a conversation before. And so I know that you do use like Bible-based affirmations, right? Bible-based statements to help you and support you. Can you talk the listeners through that a little bit? Like how you started doing that, why that's so important to you?
Yeah, another great question. And the first of all, I'll start with the reason of why it's so important to me, and to go along with the mindset things like I was mentioning before, is when I first started my high-ticket affiliate marketing business, I joined the business community that is of other distributors that sell water ionizers. And I really noticed that I was one of the very few believers in the community. And that's when I was really introduced to the New Age sort of things of like manifestation and I am statements that are putting you first over God. And when I first started that business, I was looking at those things as resources of, okay, like these people that are very successful making like 5, 10K months in this business are using that. That must be something that I should use. And not very far after that, God really convicted me of this was not from Him, because those things are definitely not from Him. They are definitely from the enemy and just manipulating different things that God has created, because as all believers know that Satan cannot create anything new. He just tries to take what God has created and change it for his good. And with particularly the I am statements, that was something that has become very important to me because a lot of the I am statements that I was hearing in the business community or from just society overall, because now if you were to go on Instagram, like if anybody were to go on any social media platform for that matter, not just Instagram, it's very, everyone is talking about mindset. They're like, oh, your mindset is so important, especially if you're an entrepreneur. And a lot of those are putting I am statements that are putting you in the center of everything when we as believers know that God is the center of our life and of the universe because he created the universe and of everything. And that's really what I want to portray the most when sharing biblical I am statements is to know that we're not number one at all. If it wasn't for God, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have the earth. We wouldn't have any of it. And just to have that as a reminder, but we are also his children. If we have accepted him into our, if we have accepted Jesus into our hearts, we are God's children. And that means that we have the sustainability of God and we have the courage of God in us. We don't have fear because of it. And that we as believers need to know that we have all of those things and that we are children of God so we can stand firm in his foundation and in his love.
That's so good.
Thank you.
What is one thing that you wish you knew sooner in your walk with the Lord?
Yeah, I feel like there could be a handful of things that I could say there, but the biggest one is giving myself grace. As I mentioned before, really accepting Jesus into my heart, I was my biggest critic growing up. I'm sure if you were to talk to my mom, she could tell you multiple stories of how I came home and didn't ace a test and was absolutely irritated with myself and could not get over it and called myself a loser and all of the other horrible things you could probably think of. And this was middle school, high school time. And in that time, she knew as my mom that she didn't have to scold me or be mad at me because I've already done all of that myself. It was more of a, okay, we messed up. How can we change it and fix it? And that really portrayed into my college years. I was striving to do the best I possibly could. I also outworked myself a lot in college because the minimum amount of credits I took every semester was 18 to 20. For those of you that are in college right now listening to this, I very much recommend do not take that many every single semester. You're going to flatline, for lack of better words, and just a job. In exhaustion. And with that, the other thing that I wanted to mention and that I wish I would have known sooner is that not everything that we hear or that we take in our mind or even that we think about is true. Everything, every single bit of information, every aspect that comes up into your mind, I really want to recommend and encourage you to put it to the Word of God. If something has come into your mind and you're like, I'm not sure if that's true or not, or it sounds like it could be really true, please go read your Bible because if it's not in the Word of God, it's not true and it's coming from the enemy. And a big thing with that as well is that the enemy knows the Word of God as well, very well, because as we mentioned before, and as everyone knows, he's been around for a long time. So he can try to swerve the word, for lack of better words, and the fact that he can start saying the truth and then make the rest of it up. And it sounds in your head, you're like, oh yeah, that sounds like something I should know and believe. And then when it's really not the actual truth of God. And so yeah, so just giving myself grace and then also knowing the actual truth compared to lies.
I love that. I absolutely love that. There are so many questions that I could ask you right now that I want to ask you, but the biggest one that's coming up for me is if you could leave our listeners one final like comment to help them move from a place where they're constantly fearful to one where they are willing to and able to accept God's grace and move past that, what would that be?
Yes. So two things on that. I have a few actual scriptures that are just above me in my desk, and I'll read those to you because I think it is very fitting for this. The first one is Galatians 6:9, and it says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we'll reap a harvest if we do not give up." I want to encourage the listeners to not give up. especially if you're in a valley season, it probably feels like it's a never-ending season, like things are never going to get better, and just focusing on the here and now, and that's very hard. In that, in not giving up, I want to remind you that this is just a season, even though you've probably heard that 1,002 times and you're like, okay, cool, but it feels like it's going to last forever. I just want to encourage you that it won't last forever, as God also says in his word that nothing truly lasts forever except for eternity. First, I wanted to point out is Hebrews 11:1, and it says, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And in that verse, the thing that I want to point out is that we don't see our faith. We don't see God in physical form here on earth. And I think that is the hardest part of having faith in the Lord, of not physically seeing him, because it's so much easier to be like, I didn't see it happen, so how could it have done this? It's much easier to see a person that we're talking to or to hear their voice, like how we're having this conversation right now, when maybe you as a believer don't hear God's voice, and maybe you only hear him through his word of reading the Bible, or maybe you hear him through worship music, as I know that's very common for a lot of people, just in that to have encouragement in it, and that even though you don't see him, he is always there with you. And I'll also end every single podcast episode with this, and I will leave or end this with this as well, of God loves you.
That's beautiful. I love that. I try to make sure I remind people of that too. Even though we know he loves us, some people just have lives that make it really easy for them to forget. And they have experiences throughout their day where maybe no one else tells them that they love them. So I'm so happy that you ended today's conversation and interview with that, because I guarantee, like, there is someone who's listening to the sound of your voice who needed that reminder. So thank you so much.
Of course, I'm glad that it can hopefully be helpful to whoever God brings this audio version out to, because I know that he is always working on that as well, and that it'll reach as many as needed.
Yeah. Before we close things out, I want to make sure that everyone can stay in contact with you. What's the best way to stay in contact to reach you after this interview?
So I am very active on social media. The top two spots I'm the most active is Instagram and Facebook. You can find me at Rachel Fun Nelson. So it's my name with fun in the middle of it. And then another good spot would be to email me directly at thisismecommunity@gmail.com. And I know that we'll have all of the links and everything below for this as well.
Rachel, what free gift have you prepared for the audience that you'd like to share today?
Yeah, so I have prepared a Google Doc that has all of the different mindset things that I've mentioned today. It has a little bit of more of a background story of myself, along with 10 steps that I have used in this season of life that has really transformed my walk with the Lord and transformed my mindset. And it's all 10 simple things that you can do. There is the biblical I am statements in there. There is recommendations of having other Christ followers around to have a community, like we were mentioning before. Being by yourself isn't always the most beneficial. And I am really excited to see what people get out of that, because that is a huge part of what I talk about through the water ionizer business, as I am in the process of building an entire faith-based platform with that. And mindset is definitely a huge part of being an entrepreneur. So that is the free gift that I'm giving, and I'm excited, like I said, to see what people get out of it.
Awesome. And I know you're in the marketplace as well. I'll include a link for everyone to check you out. I know that you're going to send them to what is it called? Like a link page.
Yeah, so I have a digital business card, and it's a dot card, and on that it has all of the links of getting in contact with me for social media, for my email. It has a link directly to the website that talks more about the water ionizers and for the podcast as well, as I am always looking for other believers that want to have a God-filled conversation with me on the podcast.
Awesome. It has been a pleasure connecting with you. Listeners, definitely make sure you take a look at both Rachel's gift and her links inside of the marketplace. Stay connected with her. Check out her podcast. Rachel, thank you for your time. Any final thoughts or anything else you want to share with the listeners?
I just want to say a huge thank you to you for putting this together. This is my first time ever doing a audio summit like this, so I'm excited to see how many people I can connect with. And I honestly just love networking and seeing what the Lord is doing in others' lives. And the fact that it's faith-based is even better, in my opinion. Listeners, please feel free to reach out in any of the aspects that we mentioned. I am pretty active on all of them and try to stay in as close up to date in contact with all of that. And excited, and just never ever forget that God loves you.
Perfect ending. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for listening in. Check out the rest of the sessions as a part of this audio summit. Check back in early and often. You'll have lifetime access to these recordings. Take advantage of it. Listen to the messages and the wisdom that these amazing speakers have shared with you. I'm so excited you're here, and I will catch you in the next episode.